a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Committee on Transportation will now come to order. I'd like to greet everybody, welcome all guests and visitors and people on the internet, and start you off with the kind of words of wisdom and the way I like to live my life. And it's the simple fact that you don't quit laughing when you get older. You get older when you quit laughing. So just remember that, everybody, and enjoy the meeting. I would like to remind everyone to, including myself, I guess, ever check by and make sure your cell phones are either on vibrate or off, one or the other altogether. Okay, I'm okay. Please try not to text and play with your computer, and please pay attention. Right now, we'll have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Feikert.
Here.
Ring.
Here.
Shrimp.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Kaiser.
Here.
Qualm.
Here.
Rasmussen.
Here.
Stalzer.
Here.
Shanefish.
Here.
Duvall.
Here.
Hickey.
Here.
And Vershio.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes. Moved by Representative Shrimp, seconded by Representative Hickey. Also like to remind all of you who would like to testify on this outstanding bill presented by Representative Hickey today to please sign in at the back. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay, thank you. So make sure you get signed in and you have your proper badges on. Any of the handouts will be, if you have them, will be distributed by the pages that are sitting up front here. And at this time, I'd like to have, since they're brand new this week, and for the next week, have them come up and make sure the microphone's on, introduce yourselves and where you're from, and a little bit about what you'd like to do once you graduate from pageism.
I'm Emily Wall. I'm from Chamberlain, and I'm going to go to USD and just, figure it out.
Thank you.
I'm Erin Myros from Kimball, and I'm off to college next fall, so I'm not sure where yet.
Thank you. Before we get going on the bills, I want to remind everybody that please direct all of your questions and answers through the chair so that we don't get into any too much raucous debate here. We'll try and keep everything under a little bit of control anyway. We only have one bill this morning, so we'll take that up now, and that's House Bill 1080, an act to include certain speeding offenses in the point system for traffic violations for the purpose of driver license records. Are there any proponents to House Bill 1080?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Hickey, it's a pleasure to have you before the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I am Representative Steve Hickey from Sioux Falls. District 9 is North Sioux Falls and West Sioux Falls, Hartford, Crooks, and Humboldt, and happy to be before you today. House Bill 1080 is an act to include certain speeding offenses in the point system for traffic violations for the purposes of driver license records. And I have a handout that I would like the pages to hand out while I introduce this. Mr. Chairman and committee, this is a kinder, gentler version of House Bill 1170, which I brought last year. That bill had no opposing testimony last year. It strongly passed out of this committee 11-2. It fell 6 votes short of passing on the House floor. Several representatives said to me afterwards they would have voted yes if I would have simply tried to add speeding back to the point system and not make it more stringent which is the second goal of that previous bill. This bill, I have sought not to make it more stringent, but House Bill 11 or 1080 simply adds speeding back to the point system as it was prior to 1986. The sheet that I handed out to you is a little graphic of the history on this, which is important to understanding how we got to where we are today. From the period of 1974 to 1996, South Dakota speeding statutes were suspended to comply with the National Energy Conservation Program and the Emergency Highway Energy Conservation Act. We all remember driving 55, and I thought those pictures would bring back some memories. Because 55 was difficult to drive, not just here but in many states, in 1986, speeding was excluded from the point system. In 1996, when the speed limit statute suspension was lifted at the end of that energy conservation program, our speed limits were raised at that time from 55 to 75 on the interstates and from 55 to 65 on our county roads. But speeding was not put back on the point system at that time. For the last 27 years, speeding is the only violation that's excluded from the point system. As you can see on the bill that's before you, every other moving violation will and always has cost you points. It's bizarre that you can lose your driver's license in this state for going too slow, but not for going too fast. A law enforcement leader in our state commented to me this past weekend that they joke about the fact that we ought to take down our speed limit signs coming into the state and just put drive as fast as you can afford. And it's funny, but the fact is fines have not proven to be a deterrent in slowing down the drivers who wantonly speed. I have some data here that's a year old. I apologize, it's a year old. I did not think it changed enough to warrant any time from our agencies to get me current data, so this is 1 year old. But speeding was the main contributing factor a year back in 2,474 crashes. And it was the main contributing factor in 30 fatalities on South Dakota roads. For every DUI, for example, that's issued, it's estimated that a person drives intoxicated 100 additional times and they get caught once. It's probably similar to speeding, as people drive many times over the speed limit for every time they get caught speeding. For every speeding ticket that you get, your chances of being in a traffic accident rise by 100%. That means the habitual speeders, which this bill targets, are 2,000 to 3,000% more likely to get in an accident than someone who speeds and gets ticketed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times a year. I have 3 kids on the road, and I know that many of you have kids and grandkids on the road. The state has a duty to revoke the driving privilege of those who persist in driving dangerously, putting our family members at risk. Again, 1-year-old data here, but you'll pardon me, I don't think it's changed notably. South Dakota has approximately 602,000 drivers on the road licensed. Roughly 38,000 tickets were issued last year. That's about $3 million in fines. That calculates to about one ticket for every 17 drivers. But 500 of those drivers are responsible for over 5,000 of the tickets. The rest are spread out among the remaining 599,500 drivers. This bill, this is a very important point, will only affect 0.0008% of those 602,000 drivers, and it will only affect them if they persist in speeding. Under this bill, you can still get 15 one-point tickets in a year and not lose your license. 15. In Nebraska, Wyoming, North Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, they all have the point system. In North Dakota, the max is 12 points a year. Ours has been 15 to suspend a license. Iowa suspends a license if there are 6 speeding violations in a year. In Minnesota, you lose your license if you get 3 speeding violations of any kind in 1 year or 5 in 2 years. Again, this bill would allow for 15 tickets a year, meaning you could get 15 one-point tickets a year, 15 miles and under before you lost your license. That means this bill only affects a small fraction of drivers. 500, it's estimated by the Department of Public Safety, people who are getting 15, 20, and 30 plus tickets in South Dakota a year. And again, this will only affect them if they persist in driving as they have been. The purpose of the bill is not to suspend licenses. It's to slow people down. As you know, speeding is a serious impairment to the control of a motor vehicle as reaction time is reduced. That extra 5 miles an hour, even, is the difference between a hit and miss in most accidents. It's not rocket science. If there were a top 10 list of ways to avoid a cop giving you a ticket, at the top of the list is simply slow down. For the state, the number one way to reduce speeding and speed-caused accidents and fatalities is the possibility of license revocation. Fines have not proven a deterrent to slow drivers down. Last year, you may recall, the Department of Highway Safety implemented a program called 100 Days of Heat. The emphasis was on three Bs: brakes, belts, and booze. Brakes, of course, is cracking down on speeding in South Dakota, which was the first emphasis. And this bill complements and continues their initiative. Some have voiced concern that they would lose their job if they lose their driver's license. However, this bill is not retroactive, and only those who persist in getting excessive tickets will risk that, and I would suggest you'd agree, have no one to blame for them but themselves if they lose their job and subsequently their license. If they want to keep their job, very simple, slow down. If not, they would be to blame. However, a person who is in danger of losing their job can seek leniency, as with any of these other point offenses, by going to a judge and getting reductions for attending a school or something else. This does not affect insurance rates, as insurance companies already look at the number of tickets, each having their own form of a point system. Commercial drivers are not affected. They are held by a much higher standard by insurance companies, so this bill is irrelevant to them. Many would get two tickets and they would lose their job. The fiscal impact on this bill has been determined to be negligible, quoting the Department of Public Safety, minimal, taking into account software upgrade. I think DMV is minimal, taking into account software upgrades, supplies, and personnel, around $1,000. That figure, still quoting, is fairly small, and we could absorb it in our existing budget. A few have expressed concerns that suspending licenses will reduce needed state revenue from citations. That figure is unknown. However, taxation by citation is certainly not good public policy or the reason that we give speeding tickets. Lastly, this past year, I was made aware of a driver in our state who got 31 speeding tickets here last year. 31. Now, as you give consideration to your vote on this bill, and especially if you're inclined to vote no, I'd ask you for a moment to think about what you will say to the media next year at this time after that guy hits a carload of kids, perhaps even your grandkid, and kills them all. I've had that tragedy hit my immediate family, and I'll tell you, I'd rather that my kids would have a grandfather than for some guy to have his license if he's a wanton speeder. And so God forbid that this guy who got 31 tickets would kill a carload of kids. But at that point, there would be great public pressure that this guy was allowed to speed in our state after having 31 tickets. In that context, I'm not sure what we'll say if we vote no on this. If we have a horrible shooting, as we've seen recently, to make a comparison, lawmakers on all sides are accused of knee-jerk, reactive legislation. This is not that. This bill, HB 1080, comes to you before someone else dies, and it's being proactive. It's about removing people who are a threat to public safety. So, with that, Mr. Chairman, I encourage the committee to support House Bill 1080. Thank you. I'll stand by if you have questions.
Thank you, Representative Hickey. I want to commend Representative Hickey on his homework and presentations. He always does a good job with his bills. Are there any other proponents who would wish to testify at this time?
Morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, Senator Thiessen.
Senator Greg Thiessen, District 34, Rapid City. I'm the Senate prime of this bill. I think Representative Hickey has thoroughly covered the bill. I'll just add a couple of points, perspectives. As most of you know, I have did a career in law enforcement and certainly have a perspective about this particular bill. I actually remember when it was the way that Representative Hickey is trying to put it back to. First of all, speeding is no laughing matter. I took you at your word, Mr. Chairman, about smiling at the beginning of the committee meeting, but you know, sometimes we're a bit cavalier ourselves and in our talk amongst ourselves about speeding and, you know, flying back and forth to the Capitol and those sorts of things. But I have to tell you, from 32 years in law enforcement, that speeding is no laughing matter. I've got plenty of ugly memories burned into my brain about the results of excessive speeding. So I know that it's not funny for those people or for the relatives of those people or for those that are affected by people that speed. Speed is the leading cause of accidents in our state. Every group of statistics that you see show that speeding is a leading cause. So it is certainly as serious, I would argue, more serious than the other offenses, moving violations that we have in our point system. It is, as Representative Hickey said, really ironic that we can get a point for driving too slow, but we can't get points for driving too fast. That I think says it all. And the other thing I would mention, that as, again, having been in law enforcement in the time when we did have the point system, as this is a very, very generous point system. Representative Hickey made the comparison to other states. Very few drivers are going to be, very, very few drivers are going to be affected by this bill. Only the worst and the most chronic. And, you know, I would hope that those drivers that rack up, you know, 10 speeding tickets and realize that the next one is going to put them over the point total, you know, would think and be conscientious enough that they would change their behavior. That's really what we're talking about here, is trying to change behavior, that they would change their behavior and not get another ticket and not face suspension. But it seems logical to me. I understand there were reasons back when, some of them described to you today with the 55-mile-an-hour limit. Perhaps there were other reasons caused by other people in government at the time. We won't go into that today. But I think now it's time to return the points for speeding back into the system, and I'd appreciate your support of the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? How about opponents? Are there any opponents to the bill? Okay, seeing none, then we'll open it up for committee questions. Any questions from any of you? Representative Steele.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to call Representative Hickey back up for a couple of questions. I have two.
Representative Hickey.
You mentioned the point system. They have to get, for clarification, they have to get 15 points against them, and that's within 1 year. So if that's correct, then when you hit the 13th month, does that one that happened 13 months ago automatically drop off? Is that correct? I just want a clarification on this.
Sure. Thank you, Representative. That's correct. It resets every 12 months to that previous 12-month period. So if their 13th-month ticket drops away.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Anyone else? Representative Stalzer.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Again, for Mr. Hickey. In the event that someone does hit their 15 points and lose their license, is it reasonable that they can get a work permit to continue driving just to and from work, or what is that procedure?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Representative Stalzer. It is reasonable. Those are things that judges continually deal with when they're when somebody's at the max of their point system. So I think they would have a few options for a person at that time.
Any other Representative Russell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Building upon the question of Representative Stalzer, the way in which I read the statute, and correct me if I'm wrong, 3212.49.2, once you reach the accumulation, the Department of Public Safety itself suspends the license. Isn't that correct?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Okay. Follow up? So, would the judge have the discretion to give a work permit when the department itself suspends or takes the license?
Mr. Chair, thank you, Representative. You may know the answer to that more than me. It's my understanding that in any of these moving violations, you can challenge them, plead your case, ask for leniency, ask for work permit, trade out for a safety course. You can present your case when you're faced with a suspension. Thank you.
One more follow-up, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I'm curious as to, we got a lot of statistics, and one that I may not have either comprehended when you stated it, or I don't know if you've given this one, but do we have, as a matter of general course, a higher incident of accidents from speeding than the national average or anything along those lines?
Mr. Chair, thank you, Representative Russell. I don't have an answer to that. I do not know if ours is greater or not.
Representative Feichert.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for Mr. Hickey. Curiosity, the Department of Safety keeps records of the accidents that occur in South Dakota, correct?
Mr. Chair, correct.
I guess I'm curious as to where do they stand on this bill? I mean, you'd almost think that there would have been possibly some testimony in favor of the proposed legislation. I'm just curious about that.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I didn't ask them to come testify. I asked for information from them. I asked if any of the departments that I dealt with on this, DMV, Department of Public Safety, State Patrol, any of them or sheriffs planned to oppose the bill or had reason to oppose the bill. And some of them said no, they can't think of any reason to oppose it. If I persisted, perhaps one of them would have come and said this will help or it won't. So I think they're not opposing it. It says something. I have only heard one in the sheriff's department say we might have more people with suspended licenses out there on the road. But their comment there is, well, that's one way to get them off the road. The next time they get pulled over, they got a bigger issue to deal with. And so the process, you can end up in jail if you start ignoring those things. So this is not opposed by these departments. I was told last year that this complemented the Highway Patrol program, 100 Days of Heat, and so perhaps I should have invited them. Maybe we will if it gets to the Senate side.
Thank you.
Representative Kaiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hickey, with the circumstance you gave us with the individual who got, I believe you said, about 30 speeding tickets, all those being Class 2 misdemeanors and punishable by up to 30 days in jail, how much jail time did he sit, do you know?
Mr. Chair, I do not know. I don't think any. So I can look into that more. I did not pull his driving record. It was an incident and a name that was told to me, and so I don't have an answer to his jail time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I'm personally apprehensive of necessarily adding more laws if we don't need them. In this particular case, I guess I see an indictment of law enforcement maybe for not summoning this individual into court to stand in front of the judge for his crimes. Maybe the state's attorney for not charging it out appropriately, and I don't know if it ever got to the judge for him to see this. So I don't know if a new law is necessary or just enforcing the laws that we have on the books. I guess that wasn't much of a question. I apologize.
Mr. Chair, can I respond? Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Kaiser, I think that in that situation, as I discussed it with those who brought it to me, the conversation went, could there have been other things they could have been charged with? Reckless driving after a while. But the person ticketing this driver would have had to make that decision, and apparently that decision wasn't made. So I don't have further insight into that. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions? Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One more question for you, Representative Hickey. This says it's not going to be any fiscal cost to this. I think you said $1,000. But each time someone is picked up for speeding 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, this is going to have to be recorded someplace, I believe, by the department. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, I would assume the bill actually, to just clarify, it starts at 6 miles an hour.
Okay.
So we gave a little grace period,
yeah.
Zero to
Sorry.
Five. But I would assume that already the tickets are being recorded. They're just not racking up points. So I don't know that this adds to any administrative thing. Somehow, as I understood it, there's some software coding that needs to be done so that the violations that are presently being given will show up on this point system. So I don't know that it adds to that. I don't know the intricate details of that, but
okay.
I would assume somebody's recording that already. It's just a matter of coding it. Thank you.
No follow-up. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? Okay, then I have a couple. For Representative Hickey or Senator Thiessen, if you'd like to come up. When this resets on that 13th month, if I have 13 tickets, does it go to 12 or does it go to zero and I start completely over?
Mr. Chair, you would not start completely over. That it's within that 12-month period, it just keeps advancing, dropping off that month you just left.
Is there anyone here from the Department of Public Safety? Okay. Next question. This one you might have to refer to Senator Thiessen. I don't know. But the next question is, does the officer know when he stops a person that he's at 13 points or 14 points or so that he can tell him, hey, next time you got big problems?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm not sure, having been retired for almost 5 years now, I'm not sure. I can tell you that, and maybe Representative Kaiser can answer, but in my experience, all of that history may not have been readily available to, you know, to the officer in the car without some, you know, additional work being done. But if there's been advancements in technology that have that instantly available to every officer out on the street, somebody else would have to testify to that.
Thank you. Representative Kaiser, do you have any idea?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it comes down to the individual agency and if they have computers in the car. But something is going to have to trigger the officer to run a driver's history check. So in the agencies that do have computers, yes, that information is readily available as to how many tickets they have on their driving record, but not the points. This I didn't even know we had a point system in South Dakota.
That's an interesting comment. Okay, let's see. I think that takes care of all my questions. Any other questions? Does that trigger anything for anyone? How about committee discussion? Do we have any committee discussion at this point and or action? Representative Russell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would, at this time, move this bill to the 41st legislative day.
Thank you. Representative Russell has moved the bill to the 41st day. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Steele. Okay, if the secretary would call the roll. Oh, discussion, I'm sorry.
Does Representative Russell want to, or?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was, Mr. Ortbaum first did give me the statute that relates to the department's ability to, in fact, give some kind of allowance or permit for people to go to their place of employment or the attendance of school. And I do thank Mr. Ortbaum for that. The reason that I make the motion stems from the idea that I watched a number of people that came through the court system when I was the state's attorney that would come back to me after they had pled guilty to some offense and have no ability, no meaningful ability for the judge to give them a driver's license or a permit after they had been sentenced by the judge. And my experience had always been that it created undue hardships on people. And, you know, a lot of these folks that come through the criminal justice system are essentially eking out a life. And a number of them have small children and need jobs, need to get to school and other things. And the thing that I noticed about the department, and I don't begrudge them, I know that they have a job to do and they have certain responsibilities to make sure that the public is safe. But I always felt that it was almost too arbitrary and too rigid, and that it created more trouble and more problems than it solved. And so that was under the existing system as it is now. So what I'm concerned about is exacerbating that problem and throwing another layer of incidences where you can trigger the statute and trigger the Department of Safety to do their business. And for that reason, I think that this is well-intentioned. The idea is that we want to protect the public. However, with all of the costs that this legislature has allowed on top of fines and everything else, for most of the people that get caught up in the criminal justice system, those fines are significant, and they are a deterrent effect. And so I think that we are doing the best that we can from a public policy perspective. We're keeping the streets as safe as we can. I didn't hear any statistics that led me to believe that we had any higher incidences of speeding and or traffic fatalities based upon the way in which we do business in the state of South Dakota. And therefore, I feel that this is a little bit of an overreach, and I hope that we can defer this to the 41st legislative day. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Steele.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hickey brings good bills, and I'm prone to sign on to his bills without really researching them like maybe I should, because I signed on to this bill. But as I look at it, we're aiming this at probably a few hundred people that we're really concerned with that are abusive in this. And I believe that's where this bill should be aimed. We're going to, maybe it's only another click that someone has to record, but there's going to be tens of thousands of clicks into the computer of records that's going to have to be kept. That's not going to, it's never going to affect anybody's license. It's going to be really irrelevant other than just a lot of extra record keeping, unnecessary record keeping. I would like to see the bill possibly come back in a different form, but the way it's written right now, I'm not happy with it at all, in the sense that it's really an overkill, and keeping track of a whole lot of records that will be irrelevant, and which is why I've chose not to vote for it. Thank you.
Any other comments relative to the motion to the 41st day? Okay, thank you. Now we have the secretary call the roll.
Representatives Feikert.
Aye.
Ring.
Nay.
Shrimp.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Steele.
Nay.
Kaiser.
Aye.
Qualm.
Aye.
Rasmussen.
Aye.
Stalzer.
Aye.
Shane Fish.
Nay.
Duval.
No.
Hickey.
No.
Vercio.
Aye.
Five names.
Oh, I'm sorry. I voted wrong. I'm reading it just the opposite. If you would change mine.
Okay.
Looking this over and still reading. Sorry, ma'am.
Nine yeas.
But I am voting for the 41st day.
Nine yeas and four nays.
Sorry.
That means the House bill 1080 being referred to the 41st day by a vote of nine yeas and four nays will not be passed to the floor for voting on the House floor. Thank you. Is there any other business that anyone would foresee or comments anybody would like to make at this point? Before I ask for an adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. We are now adjourned, and I would recommend that you leave your binders here so that those can all get filled out. Thank you.